glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
The 118th division of the Psalms, verse 24, states, "This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." And we often use that verse of Scripture in song as we come to worship the Lord of heaven. As Christians, we do believe that God has created everything and has given us this very day and moment in time. He is the Creator. He has set the earth upon its axis. He has given the sun to rule the day and the moon at night. And we do rejoice in the very presence of this day and hour, giving God the glory and praising Him for every blessing that is ours.
I have stood beside the ocean, heard the mighty breakers roar. I've been dwarfed by lofty mountains, watched the mighty eagle soar. Just to think this same Creator blew His breath into the sod. In an instant a soul was fashioned in the image of God. Created in His image, His likeness is mine. Though conceived in earthly fashion, I've been born of the divine. There's no hill that I can't conquer while I tread this earthly sod. For I was made in the image, the image of God. I have stood beside the cradle, marveled at the gentle grace. God can give a newborn baby, show His glory in its face. I have felt those little fingers, and I sense a touch of God. Then I knew a soul so perfect was not destined for the sod. Created in His image, His likeness is mine. Though conceived in earthly fashion, I've been born of the divine. There's no hill that I can't conquer while I tread this earthly sod. For I was made in the image of God. For I was made in the image, the image of God.
Not all men turn to God and give Him the kind of honor and glory we who believe do. Many disbelieve in the Creator and in His handiwork. But not even all of us who are believers keep this focus before us. It may be that during the course of life's busyness, that much of what we are doing and the things of which we are involved in on this earth receives the attention and affection from our hearts. I believe there is a book in the Bible that will help prevent that from happening to us. It's found in the Old Testament in the section of the poetic books. It is entitled Ecclesiastes. It is the preaching of an old man, and he writes to advise his son. The old preacher had lived his life and was revealing the truths that he had found. Now, if you are familiar with the text of this Old Testament scripture, then you know that the author looks at life with its various pursuits. He writes about riches and wealth, fame and glory, wisdom and knowledge, and he writes about pleasure. Sometime during his life, he lived seeking all he could obtain from these things. He had given his heart, his soul, time, and strength to knowing all that wealth could give to him. He wanted to be rich, and he experienced being rich. Then he went after all the pleasures of life he could find. He filled his life with every pleasure available to a man. He indulged himself with them all. Then he turned to the pursuit of knowledge and wisdom. He wanted to become aware of everything. He searched for the why, when, how, what, and where of everything. He wanted to know it all. Fame in this world came to him. He was well known and reverenced for his wealth and for his wisdom. And so he writes about his own personal experiences, then evaluates them, and declares to his son that they were all meaningless. The common words, and perhaps the more familiar words of the King James Version of the Bible, reads, they were vanity of vanities. All is vanity and vexation of the spirit. Life lived with such goals, he says, ends in folly. That is the message that he leaves with his son. He warns his son not to let these things become the principal factors of his life. They will leave a person empty. So he advises his son to not follow in his footsteps, but rather, while he is still young, be one who reverences God and seeks to fulfill the Lord's will in his life. Seeking heavenly guidance, be in touch with the one who gives you life, breath, and all things, and in whom you live, move, and exist. This enables one to be focused upon the moment at hand, and in that moment gives credit to God. In that frame of mind, we can sing and will sing, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." For the Scriptures to have a personal impact upon our lives, we must allow the biblical truths to be applied to our lives. Let us take the wisdom and the warning that is set forth in the inspired writer and have a little examination of our lives today. Let us hear this message. God has created us and He's given us life. He has a purpose for my life and for your life. To have that fulfilled, we cannot become distracted with trivial pursuits. Jesus gave this same advice in his sermon that he preached on the side of the mountain that's recorded by Matthew in chapters 5, 6, and 7 of his gospel. He instructed all disciples of his to not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. The Apostle Paul, in one of his letters, reminded Christians in the congregation to not set their mind on earthly things, but to set them on the spiritual, heavenly things, things that are above. There's a statement that has come across my desk that says, if the devil cannot make you bad, he will just make you busy. Distracted and detached from the spiritual identity and service that God has for us leads to a life of vanity. Solomon says, It is so very meaningless. In comparison to the God-given, God-ordained purpose, which is to be, is to remember one's Creator in the days of our youth by reverencing Him and keeping His commandments, the things of this world, they lose their attraction. They may promise many things, but they all fall so very short. The old preacher shares his words of wisdom for his son and for us to be led by them so that we would not say, as he did, all is vanity and striving after the wind, and there is no profit under the sun. You see, the old preacher had lived his life, and he could look back. He could see the uselessness and the barren, empty moments of his past. He wanted to spare the youth who would follow and the generations of mankind who would be born from the pitfalls of a wasteful life. Dear listeners, it is our hope and prayer through our message to direct your thoughts to the most important matter in life. So many things occupy our time and attention, and they take our energy as well. If they involve the fulfillment of God's design for us in serving Him, then we are finding the meaning and satisfaction in life that God intended. But if not, we may find deep regret in looking back someday and declaring, as did the old preacher, all is vanity. Do not let this happen to you. Let God's purpose find its rightful place in your heart today.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonders.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.